Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. So jump on the line, 347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. And y'all know, I always ask you, if you got a question, comment, concern, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or jump into the chat room here, ask me a question, I ask you back. And of course, our social network, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. I am Smooth Drama. Don't have Instagram because I don't take a lot of pictures. I've considered it, but you know, I don't know if I'm selfie enough to be on Instagram. I'll let y'all decide. If I get enough people who email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com to say, hey, you know what, get on Instagram, then I'll consider it. But until then, I don't know. I just can't imagine myself taking that many pictures. I don't know if I'm vain enough to be on Instagram. But that's just me. as always, you know, I like to end up my week talking about the things that crazy people do. And I was amazed, actually. Not amazed, because it's cop misconduct, but there was a cop who was caught having sex with cows. And not just like regular cows. He was like Jared, only he was doing it with young cows, and he was allegedly committing oral genital sex acts with young cows. The thing about it, though, just like all cops, a New Jersey judge dismissed the animal cruelty charges against him, saying that a grand jury had no way of knowing whether the animals were tormented. This dude, I'm going to say his name just in case you're out that way in Jersey. You know, shout out to Mr. J. Robert Melia, him and his girlfriend, Heather Lewis, just in case y'all talking to them, you might want to stop talking to them because they're weirdos. They engaged in oral sex acts with five calves. Melia was the one engaging in the calves, and his girlfriend Heather was videotaping it. And I guess since New Jersey currently has no law that bans bestiality, they said they could bring animal cruelty charges against him. And the judge dismissed it, saying it was questionable, his acts, though disgusting. He said constituting animal cruelty did not, and he's not saying it's okay. This is a legal question for me. It's not a question of morals. It's not a question of hygiene. And it's not a question of how people should conduct themselves. To which I say, one, this is a cop. It's another cop getting off with something. And obviously, it's not the murder of somebody, you know, of color. by cops like we've usually seen in the news. But to say that there's no way of knowing where the animals were tormented, I'm like, hold on a second. See, torment, in my eyes, is being made to do something or something being done to you that is not normally done to you or you normally do. And I'm thinking, calves don't normally engage in fellatio with humans. I don't think I've heard of a calf, and I watched the Chick-fil-A commercials, and they just say eat more chicken. They never say, hey, please come put your dick in my mouth. I haven't heard that yet. I could be wrong, but the commercials, it just eat more chicken. I'm thinking if it's reversed, and this is a shout out to those divine right people who always talk about we got the divine right over animals, whatnot, divine rule, whichever one you want to call it. Think if it was the other way around and you had a horse that was like, you know what? I'm going to get 5 women and I'm going to put my dick in their mouth. Now, there is probably no law that says that there's animal cruelty when a horse puts his dick in a human's mouth. But, and, you know, in the judge's word, there's no way to know whether or not the animal was tormented. But I'm not a lady, but I'm going to speak for one right now. I'm guessing any woman listening, and most men, if a horse puts his penis in your mouth against your will, it will be considered torment in your eyes. I'm just an educated guess. I could be wrong, you know, and I mean, obviously, that he's a judge, and I guess he's smarter than me, but yeah, I don't think that there's anyone who would say, yeah, that's cool. I don't think so. But hey, what do I know? I'm just somebody who pretends like he's smart talking on the radio, over the air. Other things that crazy people do. A man in Kansas shot himself watching a movie. And, you know, one, I mean, shooting yourself is crazy. But second, in the movie theater, I mean, is it that dangerous in Kansas? I mean, are they gangster like that in Kansas, where you feel like, you know what, I'm gonna take my gun in the movies? I'm gonna say this. If you feel like your life is in danger and going to the movies and you got to take your loaded gun into the movies, I mean, I know Kansas has that, the law where they allow guns everywhere, but just because it's allowed everywhere doesn't mean that you should bring it everywhere. You know, but I guess, you know, folks are like, well, I'm ready just in case something go down in the movies. I'm strapped, son. I got mine. They ain't gonna just roll up on me, but you know, there's the internet. If you feel unsafe in public, in the movie theater in particular, you can go. I'm a advocate piracy. Don't get on me. I'm sorry, but I'm a advocate piracy for you. Go ahead, watch movies on pirated sites. That way, you have your gun in the house, so if somebody breaks in the house, you can shoot them there because you're in your house, your residence. Don't necessarily have to go, just plug your TV up to your laptop and bam, go to the site and hook it up like that. That way, you don't take a chance. You don't necessarily have to have the gun in your pocket where you're shooting yourself, you know, hurting yourself going to the doctor because you got your gun in your pocket and you just, yeah, that's extra special and crazy. But crazy is as crazy does, because there's a Argentinian woman, step-sister, who helped her lover, step-brother, kill and eat their parents. Now, you know, they said they killed and ate their parents because they were abusing their younger siblings. Still, that's not cool. I mean, maybe I'm not thinking right, but killing it, you know, you can report them. And the thing is, she got released because she acted under pressure. And they're in a relationship together. Step siblings. I mean, yeah, they're not related, but you are related. So it's kind of throw up in my mouth, sick, kind of. Some old Western Kentucky, West Virginia type deal. I know. I shouldn't say that. I know there's some people in West Virginia. Shout out to my Wiccan homies. Sorry about that. I'm not talking about y'all and the people that hang out in your circle. I'm talking about them other folks. Just saying. Killing and eating is not a solution. It's not a positive solution. It's not something that I would encourage, you know, as a role model to kids and adults also. We here at Smooth Drama, we encourage you to solve your problems positively. It works out better for all involved. Just as a little tip and a hit. And last tip and hint of this this here segment, I saw an airline trip that the guy sexually assaults his sleeping seatmate with lotion, saying that she needed it. I guess it was a 13-hour flight, and the woman was on a flight from Dubai to JFK, and he was seated to the victim, and she explained that she had taken some anti-anxiety medicine, because I guess it was a long flight, and I guess she had anxieties, whatnot, and she fell in a deep, deep sleep, and when she woke up, Mr. Karashi, hopefully I said, well, it don't matter if I said his name right, you're a damn rapist, he asked whether she had a good nap. And, you know, she thought he was being polite. And then she noticed that lotion had been spread on her arms, breast, and up her legs. And so she went to the bathroom, and I guess she was like, oh, my vagina hurts. And so she comes back and she asks for lotion and he gives it to her. He because she had it on her vagina and her underwear had been pulled to the side. And it's like he had to be one of the least intelligent persons ever. I mean, he technically had gotten away with it. But he's like, yo, how did that feel? Are you good? Anyway, things that crazy people do. Raping or sexually assaulting your seatmate and not thinking you're not going to go to jail. Not a smart move. But in his case, I'm a guess that he may have an opportunity now to put lotion on people voluntarily instead of involuntarily. I'm sure there are quite a few men who are like, you know what, Qureshi, I need you to come here, man. I need some lotion on my area. So get your hands ready, homie, because your time is coming. If it hasn't already came, all up in your face. Oh, anyway, I'm going on break. This is De La Soul, Super MC.
Why you
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was De La Soul, Super MCs. What happened to the MC? Time definitely didn't change for the MC. Whew. Not even going to go there today. But hit me back, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And so you know, in Jersey, once again, shout out to Mr. J there up in Jersey doing his thing. There's 100 pounds of weed that was delivered, and the police, it was delivered mistakenly to somebody, and they, you know, turn it into police. And the police are looking for the rightful owner. So if you're dumb enough to snitch on yourself and say that you're the owner of that 100 pounds of weed, New Jersey police, they want to holler at you. They want to give you your property back, or at least pretend like they want to give you your property back. Please go and pick it up so I can talk about you and make you the dumbass of the week. Not that I'm trying to get you to do that, but it would be funny if you did. I'm just saying. Anyway, now that you're not talking about the cops and how they just get it, the treatment, you know, a guy can get off of, I just talked about it, raping cows or molesting cows, whatnot. This guy, I mean, he asked to lick a woman's feet during a traffic stop, and he got a year in jail. And he pled guilty to official oppression. I've never heard of official oppression. I didn't know that was like a charge. I mean, couldn't we like charge like United States like some back taxes type deal, the reparations, like official oppression? Like it's like a lawsuit, because if just asking to lick somebody's feet as a police officer, now imagine like asking them to work for free for like 400 years. I mean, do they get a year for every year that we work for free? I mean, how does that go? Or do we get a dollar or something? Can we get 50 cents on the dollar? Anyway, this dude got 1 year. Now, what he did, he stopped her in August 2014. He found some marijuana paraphernalia, but he told her he had a foot fetish and he would release her if she let him lick her feet or, magic word here, give him her underwear. He then changed his mind and let her go. Now, she, of course, ratted on him, snitching. But I'm sitting up here thinking, like, is that the smart move? I mean, obviously, this is in suburban Houston. I'm going to do like Mr. J. Shout out to my homies, HISD, down there in Houston. But this is in the suburban Houston school district. And I won't speculate, but I will, that she was of Caucasian descent, just because it's the suburbs. If she wasn't, I apologize. Not that it matters, but I mean, most folks, police let you go, you get on with it. And I mean, obviously, there was a conviction, and the cop went down. So as a person of what they call African American descent, if I'm stopped and I'm harassed and the cop asks to lick my feet or give up my boxers, and I report that, he's probably still working. So I'm gonna take the A, there was racism involved, because you go to jail if you mess with somebody of Caucasian descent, if you ask to lick their feet or get their underwear. But if you kill someone of my particular hue, you can get off of that. You don't go to jail. It just doesn't happen. And so, I mean, now in the earlier segment talking about the cows being filmed, I mean, that means that, I mean, the girlfriend was filming it, so I'm going to guess that the judge saw the film, whatnot. We're on, like, the level of calves, young calves, and just grown cows in general, where you can do something obscene to them, something immoral, and you can get, the police can get off. So it's like, We're comparable to cows. Kind of sad, actually. You think that cows can't get justice, we can't get justice. So basically, they're like, well, shit, no harm, no foul. He just made a few cows suck his dick. No harm, no foul. He killed somebody that was unarmed. But what? He asked for her panties? He wanted to lick her feet? Oh, no. You're going to jail, son. Funny how that goes, doesn't it? Funny how that goes. You just never see that. Oh. Or, for example, we're gonna take the Caucasian privilege in another realm. A Missouri father won't face any prison time after confessing to raping his 5-month-old daughter because he was able to, as they call it, run out the clock. Prosecutors say that Aaron Michael Fisher delayed his trial for years before suing for dismissal of his case, claiming that he was not given a speedy trial. In 2009, Fisher was charged with 2 counts of forcible sodomy for raping his 5-month-old daughter. He confessed to sexually assaulting the infant last year. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce agreed with Fisher, ruling that his right to a speedy trial had been abridged. Fisher and his lawyers, according to former Miller County Prosecutor Matt Howard, cited saying that they were the major reason for the delays. He delayed his trial for years. And then sued, saying, hey, I didn't get a speedy trial. And I'm sitting here saying that it's a 5-month-old kid. And the it's not even the worst part, but it's egregious. It's even more egregious because it is his own daughter. I mean, is there anything close to as despicable as that? I mean, Woody Allen is sitting up there like, man, you got me beat. I at least waited till she was done with diapers before I started fantasizing over her. So, as one guy says, oh, I kid Woody Allen, but I'm not, because you still married a child that you changed the diapers for. So, yeah, I'm always going to talk about that. But even Woody Allen is rolling over in his seat like, man, that bitch 5-month-old forcible side of me. I mean, you know, I'm making myself throw up in my head. Just what, I mean, what turns you on? It's your 5-month-old daughter. It's, I gotta get it. It's like after 5 months, wouldn't the mama be ready? It's like, There are a lot of adults who have vaginas that you can just touch, you can hold them, squeeze them, and caress them, and, you know, and enjoy the time with. But you want to, anyway. That's just, and he got off. You get off of sodomizing your own kid at 5 months. That's just. Now, conversely, there was a 13-year-old rape victim from India who got revenge on their attacker by attacking and decapitating her attacker's 5-year-old son. So she was raped early in October by a man who's identified only as Rinku. I guess, according to her, he offered her correction fluid called whiteout. And it's, you know, it's not just used to cover up mistakes, but it's used as an intoxicant also. And I guess the teen that he raped was a drug addict. So after the assault, the teen was like, you know what? I'm not going to get no justice. So she kidnapped his son and beheaded him. Now, I mean, it's sad that the kid suffered, you know, the sins of the father of visited on the son. You know, that eye to eye. Well, eye for an eye. I mean, it's beyond, it's a head for an eye. I mean, I wonder if he's even sorry. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, you raped a girl. And now you're paying the price. You lost a child because you raped someone. And I wonder if that type of thing happens, if it happened all the time, would there be less rape or any other crime, sexual assaults on folks, if they knew, well, if you got me, I'm going to get somebody in your family. And if I can't get somebody in your family, I'm gonna get you. That probably the get back would probably stop some folks. Cause I'm guessing in India right now there's some dudes that were thinking about raping. Like, damn man, if he heard about that, he's I don't know. I like my son. Just saying. Now, funny thing I saw was they're talking about the NYPD officer that was killed. They're talking about this might trigger some criminal justice reforms. And they're talking about New York City's been working to fix its bail system. And so Mayor Bill de Blasio called the state last to make it harder for people to get out on bail. Because the meth suspected of the murder of the NYPC officer was, you know, he was a bailee, but he was actually a nonviolent drug offender. So those are the people that actually get out earlier. So I don't know how that would help the situation alone. I mean, he had a long criminal history, but I mean, it was nonviolent. He had been arrested for a shooting, but there wasn't no evidence to charge him with it, and so he was just convicted repeatedly for possessing and selling drugs. And so, shit, he got off. Well, he got out and killed the officer. Now they're talking about, oh, we got to do some criminal reforms. I'm like, well, where the hell is these criminal reforms when y'all killing unarmed folks in the street? I mean, that doesn't require reforms. Just on the humdrum, you can do that, but you can't. So I jump into the hypocrisy part. Because Anonymous, the hacker organization, they vowed to unhood hundreds of KKK members. And so, ever since the hacker group identified several members of the punk-ass KKK, the KKK is lamenting. So they're saying, you know what? We've lost a whole bunch of good members since the hacker group identified as Anonymous unmasked them. And so Anonymous's plan to launch the OPKKK Hoods Off, in which they are supposed to be identifying like 1,000 Klan members. And they posted a warning to the online message board, you know, directed at the KKK, saying, hey, Ku Klux Klan, we never stop watching you. We know who you are. We know the dangerous extent to which you will go to cover your asses. After closely observing so many of you for so very long, we feel confident that applying transparency to your organizational selves is the right, just, appropriate, and only course of action. You are abhorrent, criminal. And so the Klan is complaining. Well, damn it. People don't want to be in the Klan no more, because if y'all unmask us, then people are going to know that we're in the Klan, and we're not going to be able to do our terroristic things that we've done to people of color all our existence. Which is funny as hell to me. The Klan are losing good members because they don't want folks to know. Punk bitch ass terrorists who want to hide behind the hood and their dress. They're sad. Oh, we can't hide like we used to. So, because people are going to know who we are, We're not going to be able to recruit anymore. Oh, the horror. Oh, how sad, how sad. The Klan can't hide. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. What is going on here? But I think it is hilarious. How they're losing their people. What can you do? Shout out to Anonymous. I love y'all. Keep up the good work. you want to keep unmasking the Klan, feel free. And for those Klan members out there who ain't living their lyrics, y'all are like gangster rappers now. I mean, if you can't be in the Klan without the hood because you don't want folks to, you're like gangster rappers, you know, talking about, yeah, I'll be killing folks, I'll be taking fools out. I mean, technically, y'all the same person. I've been arguing for a while now. You thug, you one of them people that's messing up your own neighborhood. You're like a Black Klansman. So I hear they have an opening. So if you're a gangster rapper, you wanna make some headlines. Klan got openings. You can put on the mask and they'll tell who you are and you'll be famous. Your album will sell double, triple, whatever it's selling, because it's like you the Black Klansman. Anyway, I'm going on break. This is J. Rue, the Damager. You can't stop the profit.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. That was J. Rue, the Damager. You can't stop the prophet. You can only hope to contain him. Can't stop him. Anyway, 347-826 is the call. 826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number, 347-826-7435. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm transitioning here. If you want me to be on Instagram, email me. Let me know. Say, hey, need you on Instagram. I need you doing selfies. I might consider it. I don't know. I'm not a selfie guy, so you know, I might need some camera work. So if you're out there. And if you want to stalk me, take pictures of me and put them up on Instagram, you're in charge. Psych. Right now, we've come to my favorite segment of the show, one of my favorite segments, where I talk about the hater of the week and the dumbass of the week. There we go. Got to get that last one in. Hater of the Week was not that hard to get. Petra Laszlo, who she drew not just hate from a few people. She drew international hate after there was some footage that emerged because she's a camera woman from Hungary. She was kicking and tripping refugees. And though she apologized for her action, she filed a suit. You know, in the interview with a Russian news outlet called Izvestia, Ms. Laszlo announced her plans to sue one of the individuals she was filmed kicking and Facebook. She alleges the social media network failed to remove negative and threatening messages directed towards her, instead banning groups set up to support her actions, according to Mashable and another online translation of the story. She's suing Osama Abdul Mohsin, a 52-year-old Syrian refugee who fell to the ground on top of his child after she tripped him. Yeah. You know, Laszlo was fired by her employer after the video was first made public. Yeah. So the station says she behaved unacceptably. And I'm sitting here. You have to be a special kind of hater. Now, she issued a viral video apology. I'm sorry for kicking and tripping refugees. But it's like folks is running for their lives. Who does that? What are you made of where you're like, you know what, I'm going to trip some refugees today. I'm going to trip and kick some people who are running for their lives. Then I'm going to sue their ass. So, Petra Laszlo, I hope you get nothing but debt. And you're walking down the street and somebody trips your hating ass. Because, oh my goodness, that is kind of special. I mean, it's not kind of special. It is very, very special. It's the kind of hate that, you know, only a mother can love before they drown their kid. Anyway, moving on to my dumbass of the week. Dumbass of the week is the congregation of the pastor Sobrino Valdecchi Picanto, who's an evangelical pastor from Brazil, who, and if you're sitting down, wait for it, persuaded his followers that he practiced oral sex because it was the way he preached the word, saying that his milk was sacred. So he was able to convince his whole congregation that his penis contained sacred milk and that it was blessed and that the Lord had consecrated with divine milk of the Holy Spirit. And he convinced them that only God could come into our lives through the mouth. And this is what a follower says. And I quote, "Often after worship, Pastor Valdecchi asked us to do oral sex on him until the Holy Spirit came through ejaculation and delivered funds to the church." Now, he was arrested in Brazil for raping several women attending his church. He gave his excuse that his penis had been consecrated with divine semen of the Holy Spirit. Now, for me, I think it's unjust. Because, hey, if you're dumb enough to believe in the divine penis, in the divine semen, I mean, it's not rape. These are grown-ups. It's like I'm saying, hey, I have a divine penis, and I have sacred milk. Who wants some milk? Who wants to be blessed by my divine semen? And they're lining up like, hey, I want to be blessed with your divine penis. It's not rape. It's supreme stupidity. I mean, that's like a pickup line. It's not even a pickup line. That is a line from a porno where the pastor walks in and he's like, "I've got the divine penis. Come and get some of this divine milk of the Holy Spirit." I mean, it'd be a bad one and folks would complain, but it's porn. And that sounds like porn to me. And folks thinking that that's religion is hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't think he raped anybody. That's not rape. Divine liquid. Who wants some? I mean, is that easy? I mean, I'm disagreeing with the whole getting arrested thing, but I'm like, is it that easy? You get the, hey, I have divine penis. I need y'all to get this sacred milk, and he can get that. I'm in the wrong profession. I am in the wrong profession. Woo. But speaking of wrong profession, and hypocrisy at its finest. On a more serious note, South China and the United States in the middle of a sovereignty challenge, where I guess what China had been doing is they would build, like, they would put sand atop reefs and then make roads, and they added building ports and airstrips big enough to handle bombers and fighter jets. And so, according to the United States, this is seen as an attempt to change the territorial status quo by changing the geography. So the U.S. has just been riding its warships past these islands, and Beijing saw it as, hey, you're challenging our sovereignty. Which the Philippines are like, yeah, thank you. But, you know, for me, I think it's hilarious. The United States is challenging China's sovereignty, saying, hey, you can't go somewhere and declare yourself in charge of this area. Because, hey, people live there and you're trying to change the geography. Now, you think about how that sounds historically, because it kind of happened here in the Americas, where you show up and just change the dynamic of who lives there. Like, hey, we discovered this place where there's 100 million people. Kind of, sort of. Chinese built islands of their own where there was nothing. So technically, they just stake the claim, they built something, and hey, it's ours now. I mean, it's kind of, it's gangster, but I don't see a problem with it. For the United States to be mad at Chinese doing what they probably like, damn, we should have thought of that. It's kind of ironic, especially based on the history of this country. North America in particular. So I see the hypocrisy. I wonder if anybody else sees it. How dare you? How dare you build and try to change the geography of the world and make this whole area Chinese? Because they can. They're the biggest, baddest mofos out there right now, and they are flexing their muscles. It's funny how folks don't want to see what they have done historically in the past, and it's like done to them, like, no longer are you the big boy on the block. Now watch us do what you do. Take it and love it. Guess that's that karma. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word, and this, of course, was another Smooth Drama episode. I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.